Hi, this is Shaylin Hudson. I make candles for Scene Creations, and the price is anywhere from $3 to $8. If you'd like to contact me about purchasing any, you could call me at 907-401-1095.
You have a Facebook page? No? Hello and welcome to Horror After Hours. We're coming to you way outside of the Naughty Guy studio. We are coming from the Kennecott, and we are currently sitting in Whittier. So alongside me tonight, I got my good friend Sean, Mr. Sheekley.
Hello, hello.
So, what have you been up to lately, buddy?
Whoa, I'm native, so not much. No, I'm just putting it out there so that everybody can, you know, they can tell, hey, that's Sean, he's not doing nothing. What does he do? No, all you aunties, don't tell on me. They'll be like, what doesn't he do? No, just relaxing, living the dream over here one day at a time on the Kennecott, learning a lot, doing a lot, but just enjoying our travels. This coming northbound is pretty neat.
Right, so what is this weather doing out here right now? What is that?
It's cold outside. I'm not going out there. Nope. Even uncles would say, they look out, it's snow shoveling day. I'll do it tomorrow.
So what do you think the temperature is right now?
Steaming cold.
Steaming cold.
Steaming cold.
I like that. So we are currently in Whittier, and the skies are clear, but man, it is beautiful out there, but damn, it's cold.
It's ice cream temperature.
Man. Last night we were coming in, I believe it was 9 degrees or 3 degrees or something like that.
And then the day before we even got up here, Mike said that it was like 15 below.
Holy crap.
Wind chill, so I'm like, wow, good thing we bundled up, right? And I'm like, oh. All I can think of is having that slush puppy. Oh, my God. I'm like, dude, I'll take two shoots. I'm not driving no more.
Shoots.
Oh, well.
So what else have you been up to lately?
Oh, just not much. I know I went moose hunting, but never got one. I was trying to work on my moose call. It sucks. You know, I'm still learning because, you know, the wife and the family over there. Hey, you. No. You know, I'd like that deer call that we got from Huna. Yoo-hoo. Right?
Oh, that's awesome, brother.
I've never seen him run so fast. I'm here. No. Boom! I got two of them, Uncle.
So where did you go for moose hunting?
Well, we were there in Gustavus. This is kind of cool. Where we were, I'm still learning the territory. About a good 50, 60 yards away, we're actually close to like the whole Glacier Bay National Park. But where we were, it's still just in the village of Gustavus, so it's pretty neat.
Very cool.
Huh? Yeah, we saw that day, last opening day that we saw a couple cows. Well, one, it's crazy how they have the rules and regulations. You got to have like 3 brown tie, and you have a spike, or I don't know, 56-inch spread. But they said if it doesn't look really legal, then don't shoot it. Because there's been people who actually put them safety seminar. They had it really look like it'd be a big bull, but next thing you know, it was like a 49.5. So if you do put down an illegal bull, then you lose your hunting privilege for a year. You lose your rifle, and you need a $1,500 fine. That's a bummer.
Wow.
Just for moose. Can you believe it?
The only thing
that comes out of it, though, is so if they do have an illegal moose, the kids in Gustavus actually get the teachers put the meat out there on the table, and then they learn how to butcher it up, but they distribute it to the elders in Huna and the elders in Gustavus.
So nothing goes to waste. That's good.
No, that's a good part.
So besides the cows that you saw out there, did you see any other wildlife, any wolves or anything like that?
No, that's the sad part. You figured there'd be wolves. Well, we've seen a couple bear there off and on. The weird thing is we've had like a couple brown bear. So I don't know how it is there in Glacier Bay and stuff, but in Hoonah, but the brown bear and the black bear can't coexist.
Exactly.
Because, I mean, you know, over there we've got the coastal brown bear, mm-hmm. and there's like 4.7 bear per square mile. Now there's 29,787 square acres of like interior land, but over in Gustavus, it's like been known for like a lot of black bears, but we've had a couple brownies and they got real close. Like, I don't know. When I get off like a hitch there, we'd be coming home and just like right where we are, where we live, poof, it goes a big bear. I'm like, oh wow, yep.
So how big do you think those brownies are?
Well, to us from like Hoonah, it'd probably be at least a good 2-year-old, roughly. I'm going to say maybe 560, 600 pounds, something like
Holy
that.
Crap, man.
You know, almost like me, yours truly. That's just me sitting down. You used to see me in a movie theater, don't look at my popcorn. Look, don't even touch my slush puppy.
Oh, glad.
I know, right? No, you don't know. Then the wife will tell you, no, don't let him intimidate you. He'll go for it and he'll go ahead and bite me. I'm like, hey, no, no. And she's like, not even a nibble? I'm like, okay. Well.
So describe for me your wife and your sister. Is it your sister-in-law, right?
Mm-hmm. Sister-in-law.
What is the business they have?
Oh, the business that they have over there together. So the wife just locked down like a cab industry there that she got from an elder lady who was, in her own right, she's coming towards her end. She's getting a little old for the van. So she took it over. She was trying for a courier, but now she just landed to where she can take people to and from Glacier Bay National Park and then to whale watching. But she got contracted out of three different places, so that's pretty neat. But then the sister-in-law, the one that they have together, is like a gift shop there. So it's A&E, and it's pretty neat. So,
what is the name of this gift shop?
Do you know, this is the sad part. All I heard was A&E, but it's okay. The card, if I remember, because they're eagles. So, you know, they follow their native moiety. So their mother is like an eagle shark, so they are. But if I remember, all I remember is it's like Native American type stuff. So they, you know, they have woods and other stuff and little shot glasses and trinkets and stuff. That way, when people come in off the ferry or if they come to Glacier Bay, they actually have all these cool little trinkets that say Alaska on there. Very cool. Stuff they make themselves. So.
And then you also have the naughty guy stuff in there.
Oh, yep, truly. Yeah, but it was a really take off right there last year. Oh man, it was a good summer. Which thankfully now, thank God that we got that off the way. But boy, then people, they start coming in. They're like, "Oh, what's that? Oh, look how beautiful!" They bypassed everything else. They saw that right there in the show. Oh, this looks so good on our table, and yeah, it's pretty neat. We gave a lot of the cards away for the naughty guy, and we got a lot of questions for next year, possibly if the people come up. So.
Cool.
We'll see how that goes. That's awesome.
Yeah, no, looking forward to it.
I actually felt really naughty myself. I had to buy one. I was like telling the wife, I laying right there just, you know, in the hot day. I can't believe I'm saying that, but laying there on the couch, and then here she goes, "Hey, honey, how you doing?" You know?
That's cool. It's good to know that stuff is appreciated.
Oh, yeah. Oh, definitely it was. I vaguely remember the first thing that we did while we were there. I know, like, I had purchased one, told the wife that I did, but then we actually got something cool for the father-in-law because it was like coming his birthday, but it was a retirement was coming up, so we got him something cool. But then, when the midst of us trying to hide the present, you got other people coming, and it's like, "Oh, hey, what's this? What's this?" And we told them about it, and they're like, "Wow!" And they wanted information, so we give them cards. And they said, "Yeah, well, this, I mean, if you're ever in Ketchikan, you know, so it's pretty neat."
Look this guy up,
right?
Well, that's cool, man. I really appreciate that.
He's like a ninja, dude. He could tie knots with his eyes. You didn't see it? There's 14 knots right there. No, that's the speed of the boat.
Oh, man, it's been a long time since we talked, man.
Oh, yeah. Well, I can't remember last time. Jeez, it was August? No, somewhere on there in September. Many moons ago.
Well, when was the last time you and I got to record? I mean, it's been a long time.
Yeah, that was...
You were still working the shipyard.
Yeah, that was... Yeah, it was sometime last year, I do remember.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
So now we're finally able to chop it up again.
Yes. Well, with the Ginzu, you know, I mean, I had the upsize, you know, just still making the same cuts. It don't work, man. It doesn't matter if it's $1,000 knife or what. I think it's my hand. It's not steady. Onions, I've been doing, the wife does, it comes out fancy. Mine is like, well, I tried. You know?
Everything just looks mashed.
Right? Why not? That's how we had it when we were growing up. I just put it in there.
Throw the whole onion in the pot.
There, it's good.
Close enough.
Well, got the taste at least. It's like adobo. You figure, you know, the taste will come right off the pickling spice. My mom taught me ever since we were little to put it inside the little egg. What's my dad do? How is it? Oh, it's good. I think I ate a whole pickle.
Wow. Oh, that's awesome. So, anything else going on lately? How long were you in the shipyard?
Oh, that's the rough part. It was like 8.5 months that I was there. I mean, thankfully. Well, I was told that it was being... I held like an OS position on the Matanuska for a little over a year. But just because my point system with the IBU, I would be bumped a lot. So thankfully being able to have the yards, and then through red tape and all that, the guys are saying, well, just think of it this way. Even that's the brothers, you know, so like Tim ID and Chris ID. They said, well, you're there, you get your per diem and stuff. I mean, it was weird for me because at first, I mean, I'm away from home. That was the hard part.
Yeah,
got friends there
long.
In Ketchikan, but... it was weird because you coming home, you're on the boat. You're going to work, you're on the boat.
Like, exactly.
It felt like jail. It's like, this didn't change. It's like, I don't
Looking
know
at
how.
Looking the same 8x8 room.
Well, look, you guys in the Navy, they want to get out real bad. But so. it was actually pretty fun. I mean, it did a lot. It was actually, got her work. I mean, she's really pretty close to coming out. Most people keep asking her, saying, and you know, when I was there before I left for my AB class in May, which got me out of yards, they said that if they didn't cut into the MSD room on the forward, then when the mat broke down, they would have been able to crew up and go. But now they're working the aft one, so they're just getting in the interior stuff done, but everything else is like really looking nice.
Good, cool. Now, what was it you were doing when you were working on there?
Well, what was I doing?
In the shipyard, yeah.
Oh, well, just was it working OS in the deck department, getting the points, but mainly painting, you know, doing a lot of painting. God, I felt like Mario for a minute. I know I look Mexican, but it seemed like the go-to. The guy's like, I thought it was unique because I'm sitting in there, and then there's one time in January where we got a bosun. Wade was there. We got two ABs, an OS porter, and... Anicelli's words were to wait. He goes, hey, look, whatever you want Sean to do, tell him what to do, leave him alone. I'm like, wow, that's, he said, well, he knows he'll get it done. Well, I mean, there's a lot of, so I did, at first, it took a while because I didn't even know where to start. It's a big ship. I'm like, damn, I'm lost already. Where'd the bathroom go? I swear there was one that side too. I had to put markers, you know.
Arrows for yourself.
This way, that way. Damn, where did I put the arrow? No, it's that way. But no, I started doing, like on the car deck, I started doing a lot of the fire stations. And that took right off. And they're like, wow. Well, hey, do you want to try doors? I'm like, oh, man. So I never forget. It was a headache because I felt all alone. It was only John Cheshire and I. You know, God bless his heart. You're trying. I mean, we never see eye to eye. We bump heads, but we always got stuff done. But that being said, I did 2.5 car doors myself.
Wow.
Yeah, they kept me busy. I mean, I prepped, you know, and I cleaned it, took all the scuffings off, made it look nice, and then I really took my time in detail to paint it. So,
that's,
you know, I got the stern door, yep. I got the starboard door, but it was funny because I was just about halfway, and then the mate comes down, and I never forget. He's like, hey, what's going on with John's side? He said, I don't know. I'm too busy with mine, bro. Prep, I'm smelling all the paint, trust me. I felt like I was an Angoon for a minute, you know?
This is Angoon. Hello.
Two fried bread. We don't have fried bread. Well, shit, just I'll take a peanut butter jelly sandwich. But it was funny because he was trying to, he's like, they see that he was kind of sluggish, so they put it in a way. They formed it where they asked him, say, can you get this done before Wednesday? Because we're going to have crew change. What does he do? Hey, can you come over and help? I'm like, oh. Well, every time I'm like, oh, okay, well, sure. Yeah, I'll come over. Oh, well. Well, I mean, it got done, though. The thing I look back at is at least it looks beautiful, though. That's a big thing.
Yeah.
You get down there and people's like, wow.
Just the prep alone is a lot of work.
Well, yeah. Well, my last thing that I took on there before I went to my AB class, I didn't have to, but the captains were happy because that's where Scott and them, they like going up. Notorious, they're going up in the wood shop and working there. So without telling them, I took it upon myself to take everything off the floor. And then here I really chipped away, really cleaned on. And it was like, well, every time we're looking for Sean, where is he? Well, I said, well, I got your gift there. And they're like, what? I'm like, yeah, you asked me for last night. I got three coats on there. Oh, we got to check this out. Holy, in their words, wow. So in the Ford area where they were have the wood job, I put three good layers of paint. It looks brand new. And they're like, holy. And then after all that, what's that? I felt so bad. I mean, everyone else is happy. But here you got Tammy. I'm going to start it with the bulkheads white. And I'm like, oh, God. And then Jelly was happy. He goes, no, forget what she said. This is beautiful. I said, well, thanks. That's good to hear. After all this time, it felt like a native stepchild. You know what I would have done? Felt like grandma talking to me. Darn, let's strip it out and do it again. I didn't say that. No, but it felt it.
Oh, man. So what do you got planned for this winter?
You know, you're looking at it. I'm here. This has been a really blessing to come back out, being on here on the bid ship. But I was looking for it now. The sad part, we're looking. So I miss Halloween. And then unbeknownst to me now, I'm looking at it. There's Thanksgiving. It seems like a rerun from the year before. So it happened. But, I mean, I just thankfully to be running, though, still.
Yeah. And which crew are you?
Just the A crew.
Your A crew?
A crew. Yeah, I got Jared Barlow's old spot.
Okay.
Well, I talked with him because I knew he's a pretty good hands-down worker and stuff. But he told me what was going on, and I'm like, oh. Dang, on one side, I was the wiper. I have more than enough time from the Malaspina to go in and did my RFP EW just to be able to be an oiler. But on the other hand, I was like, well, shit, I might as well, because there's no open bid for it, so I went OS. Mm-hmm. I took a, just like a gamble getting it, I got it, and then I didn't stop there, I went and got my AB ticket, so that was a plus too.
So what was that like, taking the AB class?
Holy shit. Like, that's the first time you're going to edit this out.
Hell no.
No, I know. Mind-blowing. Oh, my God. I never forget it. It was the first time, first class. I'm there. There's 10 days. And then the intro, there was no intro. They're talking. There's three of them. There's two 500-ton captains, and the other one's just really known for, like, you're doing with knots. And that's what he did, was the Marlin Spike thing.
Okay.
And when we got there, there was our first day, so much he went over, but there were six handouts. Each handout had like five or six pages. And the weird thing is it had to go over rules of the road. So I'm like,
yep.
You want me to read? No, I thought there was pictures. I'm better with pictures. I'm native. You're supposed to point. I know what that is.
You point with your lips.
Right over that way. Over there.
So tell me a little more about the class.
Well, the class is pretty cool. When he started getting into the hands-on and the practical stuff, that was pretty neat. So it was doing good. I did a lot better than what I thought. But in the 10 days, you know, they take you through the book. They go through it thoroughly, go through the rules and rules of the road. But then the other part, you get into the simulator like you did with the RFP and W, and the other one's the knots. That's what I was looking for. Coming from them, honestly, he said this was the first class they didn't have to do 3 days of it. He said, well, we might as well now. I was looking for it because I was practicing. I was asking the naughty professor right here. I was like, hey, look, I want to be naughty. Not half as naughty as you are, but just a little. I had this smile on my face. You'd see it.
You got to throw in that ang.
Right? Ang. From Hune, you could just hear the girl's claw. It's a drawn-out claw, though. You have to have it a little longer than normal. The ones that are not half impressed, they just claw. But it was pretty neat. It was like, yeah, we just started doing one knot. And he said, oh, okay. And he started going smooth. And like, let's do another. And then it really, there's like 15 knots that we're supposed to do. And then we're supposed to have, we didn't have to, but there was a couple, you know, so there was supposed to be a short splice and stuff. And it was pretty neat because we talked about it. We showed them like just how to start it out and everything, and it was pretty neat. I mean, it just you know, the...
So the splicing, there must have been something like the short splice, the long splice, the eye splice.
Oh, yep, yep. Back splice. There was a back splice, too, yes, yeah.
So that sounds like it was a lot of fun.
Well, it was pretty neat. I mean, I'd definitely take the class again without the studying. No, it blew my mind. It was funny. So the long story short, the coolest part was that, you know, I'll go back to the beginning. It was there eight and a half months and yards. I was told that I can actually go up to AB class. So luckily had it be, the wife met me in Juneau. Mm-hmm. I came up from Ketchikan. We flew up here, and this thing gets funny. When ain't you going to have a funny part of being native? So here we both are. We're stuck in Anchorage, and we're get off the plane. It's like being in Vegas, like, which way do we go, George? We got lost turned around three times in one spot in Anchorage, just getting to the road to get to where we needed to. We found it. But when she punched the word in, we took her down right to the beach. I'm like, this ain't looking like, oh, she got the name wrong. I'm like, oh, I just want to get to the hotel. But it was a blessing because she was there. She was, we got to check out so many different things, go to different restaurants and stuff. And, you know, she hadn't seen me in 8.5 months. So it was like just really nice to have that time there.
Yeah,
but, man, the studying part, the last part I never forget. I was up until 1 o'clock in the morning. Now, class, you know, class goes from 8 a.m. to about 4 or 5 p.m.
Yeah, it's a solid
and that
day.
Being said, I'm just solid, just looking. And I feel bad because I want to interact and, you know, coexist with the wife there. But 1 a.m., boom, I was out. Bam, I came right back up. It was like 7. I never forget it. We went down. She wanted to get Eggs Benedict. She didn't because the people said, oh, well, it's not done yet. So it was a bummer, but, you know, all said and done, it was fine. But talk about, you see these gray hair? Oh, shoot, I can tell you, I got 14 others just like that from the AB class. I kid you not, this is how it went down. We were there in the class. There's only 4 of us. Now, there's a guy who already has 100 tons. I'm thinking, wow, these guys got it easy then. They've been through stuff like this before. I'm the only guy who's like, there, I'm new. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like giving somebody fried bread and saying, you can do it. I'm like, and he didn't show me this way. Just do it. No, but I don't want it. You know what I mean?
So but kind of like being a fish out of water then, starting this class.
Right? Oh, man. But, it was out there, and the guy, so the two younger ones, they got their stuff in a way, and then I'm there trying to take my time. The first one I gone through, and I'm trying to get the jitters out. I'm thinking, oh, my God, because I've been drinking coffee all morning. Had to go use the bathroom. I come back, and I was halfway through my second one, and the teacher was right there by the door. He could have gone down the hall more, but the guy sat right next to me, the 100-ton captain's got all this seat time to become an AB Unlimited. He said, I don't know how to tell you this, but you got minus 23 on the first one, minus 29 in the other one. That's where I'm like, shit. Oh, he already took my first test. How do I go back? And that's how I went down. I went and I got my other one, right? And it was kind of funny because he came back and he was like, you want to? No. I told him, I'm going to go use the bathroom one last time. You know, because I'm walking around thinking, oh, man, this is the big one. Because here what I have left to go. It doesn't help when your wife is there during your testing day. Because it's like, oh, shit, what are you going to tell her? Hey, thanks for coming with me. I failed. That's what's going to my mind. Don't let her know that. But it was funny because I come back. He looked down, looked back up at me. And he's like, pat me on the shoulder. I'm like, oh, this, I'll get your certificate. What? And he goes, yeah. Well, you did a really good job. Minus 12 on the first one, minus 1 in the second one. Like, oh, my. I didn't even like, hey, you want lunch? I'm like, I don't care. What I was just breath of fresh air. I'm like, oh, my God. Yeah, I went through it. I got it. And it was no joke. I mean, it was nice all around. It's 10-day course, but, man, there's just so many questions to
pretty
remember.
Pretty intense, though. In
it, yeah.
That's so cool, pretty, man. I'm glad you went all... You made it through all that. That's
well,
awesome.
Yeah, me too. Because right now, the way it stands, all I have, literally, I have my AB special now, and then on my new booklet, it doesn't even say OS no more. It just say Able Body Seaman Special, and then it says the lifeboatman and wiper, and then the steward. It doesn't say the OS no more.
Very cool.
Because
huh?
They upgrade, and then I only have 8 more. 2-week trips out here, you know, the eight runs back to back, then I can actually send out for my AB Limited, so that's cool.
Very cool. Well, congratulations.
So I'll have a tugboat someday. Tugboat. No.
Keep pushing on that then.
Well, I can be a captain. I mean, well, look at what Captain Morgan done to me last weekend. I couldn't drive then, but I felt like I could.
Well, Sean, thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having
me.
Oh man, definitely.
Always
more
a good
stories.
Time.
I got so many stories. I even got some back to back. I'm ready for the next one.
Well, you got some stories. Let's hear some.
Oh shit! I'm like, you got me. Many moons ago.
You put yourself on the spot.
This one guy. No.
He said, "How?
How?" He didn't know how to answer back. He said, how you doing?
Oh. So again, folks, that's all we got for you today.
Well, yes, and thanks for having me, and I'm really looking forward to like the next time we get together, because this is pretty cool. I like it. I dig it. I'm just kind of rolling with it, right?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I even make myself laugh. That's what I feel like. George Lopez and everyone, they're cool because they have to have a sense of humor. I was born with it. Who knew? Jeez. Uncle knew. That guy, look what? Every time I come in dancing, you can tell.
Yep.
He's going to steal the show. I'm like, we'll take the show back. I didn't want it.
Well, this has been a
lot
of fun.
Every time I come into the bar, too, it feels like, you know, you hear that entrance music coming in.
So one thing to note is that the Winter Arts Fair that was supposed to be happening at the Saxman Community Center in Ketchikan has now been canceled.
Oh, shucks.
So there will be a Maker's Market happening the weekend of December 16th up at the Cape Fox.
Nice.
So next episode, I'll give a little more detail on that. And for now, everybody stay safe, wherever you are. This is Horror After Hours, signing off.